Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The return of songbirds means spring has truly arrived. But in an urban environment, it can be hard to hear them over all that noise. David Luther, assistant professor of biology at George Mason University, reveals how competition has caused some urban birds to change their tune.
Most animals, like birds, use vocalizations to attract mates and defend their territories. The white-crowned sparrow has populations throughout the west coast of the United States. And in our latest study, we focused on the San Francisco population of these sparrows to investigate how animals communicate in the presence of loud human-generated noise, like rush hour traffic. We compared the recorded songs of these birds from 1969 with ones we recorded in 2005, and found that the birds have altered the way that they sing. They now use a higher frequency to compete with increased traffic noise. Here, have a listen to the 1969 song and the 2005 song. The sparrows are literally changing their tune to reduce interference from traffic noise. To follow up on this finding, we compared studies of traffic noise from San Francisco in the 1970s and 2008, and found that it's significantly louder now than it was in the 1970s. Thus, we found a correlation between the level of background noise and birds adjusting their songs to reduce interference from the noise. As a last measure, we played the historical and current songs to birds on their territories in the Presidio region of San Francisco. Birds responded to both song types, but they gave much stronger responses to the current songs. All combined, our study supports the idea that the current songs are better adjusted to be heard in the local sound environment, for example, the presence of human-generated noise. The findings are especially interesting because birds use their songs to attract mates, so with our loud noise, we might be influencing the very evolution of these birds.
That was David Luther of George Mason University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Oh, Sparrow, why don't you sing to